views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee.
And Hubster Daryl.
Today's topic is making the most of your life.
Yeah, and this is a really good topic, one that we can actually personally relate to from our recent experiences. And first, I'd like to welcome all of you to our first live show.
In a while.
And we were off on vacation and had a few technical issues, including health, you know, like the bugs that have been floating around. But we're back, and we are very happy to be here.
Yep.
Now, one thing we were going to talk about, and just before we get started, I'd like all of you who are new with us today to know that the readings that will be given live over the air are conducted using only an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is a method that my grandmother taught me over, well, it's going on 35 years now.
Yeah.
And I have not infused this method with any other teachings. I wanted to keep it pure. So after my grandmother had passed away in the 80s, I spent a great deal of time actually trying to research this method, which she did call personal prophecy. And you know, Daryl, I could not find anything on this particular method anywhere. Hmm. What is most, I feel, revolutionary about this method is that we're able to perceive the future. And while we're standing in this present moment, we're able to improve that future before we even get there.
Right.
And I love that. I think it's
makes an awesome gift.
It is, and it's a tremendously empowering gift that we have at our disposal.
Yep.
So now, Daryl, let's take a little trip back the last couple of weeks here, just to catch everybody up a little bit. We went, as I was saying, on vacation. Now, typically, when you go on a vacation, you vacate your regular daily lives.
Yep.
Now, some people, though, do like to go to exotic places, and they kind of putter around in the water and go snorkeling and have lots of wonderful time. And what they do is literally take a vacation from their lives. Some, on the other hand, will go on sabbatical, either through their work or through a hobby that they're a real committed enthusiast for. Or some will use vacation time, which I think is highly dull. But if you love to do your vacations this way, more power to you. They use this time to clean, to catch up on classwork, to diet or exercise. They fill up their time with this huge to-do list and conquer it as a form of vacation. Now, then there are those, like me, who travel back to our roots. These towns and hamlets that characterize home for us as the place where we grew up, enjoyed a good childhood, or maybe not, and ultimately moved on with our lives to achieve success and happiness without necessarily taking a look back or taking the time to put the direction of the journey we are so busy taking toward the past. Now, I've said this before, and I will say it again. As Thomas Wolfe said, you can't go home again. But you know what? Personally, I think that you can. And the cards have supported me every step of the way with this in terms of these past 30 years. The thing is, you have to take that journey with your heart wrapped tight with love and acceptance. You don't go back with old bones to chew or axes to grind or graves to dig up, which unfortunately a lot of times we find ourselves succumbing to these lesser qualities in terms of our past lives.
Right.
No, you go back because you know on a meaningful, emotional, and spiritual level that the time has come for you to revisit that place where, quote unquote, you came from, to reconnect and reaffirm, to share with those who are able to do the same with you in return, your heartfelt homecoming. And that's what this was for me.
Right.
Now, as Rita, who is one of my family members back home, said so eloquently in a note to me while I was still there visiting in my northern Minnesota hometown, she said, "Family, like branches of a tree, we all grow in different directions, yet our roots remain as one." And I want to say thank you, Rita. I thought that was wonderful and beautifully said, but you know what? It's true as well, because we were all able, and this is what I found so incredibly memorable and beautiful about this trip that I took, which was way too many years in the making for me, is that we were all able to pick up right where we left off as sister and brother-in-law and cousins and half-brother, sister. I mean, it was everybody, aunts. And I mean, it was just a wonderful, wonderful time. And Daryl, you were there.
Yes.
And they embraced you.
Yes, I did.
As a full-fledged member of the family. And I thought that was really awesome on their part.
Yep, it was.
So I would like you all to know that, how does all of this tie into making the most of your life? Believe it or not, it does. How we went off to northern Minnesota for what was to be a week of homecoming, reconnecting, and revisiting what had essentially been a huge step back in time for me was transformed into something else, something completely unexpected. For all the best laid plans we had in returning to Virginia Beach, Daryl, on schedule to get back to work, on schedule to get the bills paid, on schedule, guess what happened? We couldn't leave. Suddenly, the universe and its infinite wisdom said, "Hey, wait a minute there, Deb and Daryl. I have a different plan for you. I have some nice big lessons for you to deal with for a good solid week before you can get back to your oh so carefully planned life."
And that's when the blizzards came. Bearing the East Coast, planes, trains, and automobiles were canceled from Friday to Tuesday.
And oh my God, those of you on the East Coast, bless your hearts for surviving that huge, I don't even want to call it a snowfall, it's more of a dumping that they endured. And for those of us who were trapped out away from home, yes, it became quite a challenge being able to get home. But you know, we couldn't get a reservation, to put it plainly, for a week. And the thing was, the planes had all been canceled, trains were canceled, you know, and they really advised against any
driving
unless it was an emergency.
If we'd have left, we'd have drove right into the middle of that nice dumping of snow on the way back.
So it became a time, and we're going to get into this after the break, which is coming up shortly. It became a time not only of lessons to learn, but reflection, affirmation. I mean, we're going to share with you, and I want you to know this was not necessarily easy. We're here with family. We are enjoying the fact that we're getting extra time. But as we became aware, Daryl and I are so used to living our lives with a week, 2 weeks, a month down the road, that it really played havoc with our regular work life here in here in Virginia Beach. So one thing I would like to tell you, when it comes to making the most of your life, these readings can really zero in on what we need to focus on.
And didn't you say in the cards before we left that we were going to have some problems?
Yes, I did. And, you know, as much as I love to say that there are so much about the future that we are able to change, unfortunately, there are going to be a few events that are going to befall us, and we simply have to go with the flow.
Yeah.
And learn the lessons. If you can see the lesson, boy, it makes it a lot easier to take. Now, those of you who would like to call in for live reading, please get ready to start calling up. Those of you who prefer not to speak on the air, please feel free to email me at Deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com. If I'm able during the show, I will respond to your email. I will not specifically identify you, and we will do what we can to find a solution to your situation
right.
on the intuitive level. So, Daryl, how about, telling everyone a little bit about how it was to come meet a family, and, I mean, you really embrace people on a one-to-one level, and I just love that about you.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. We've been together quite a while.
12, 14, somewhere in there.
Yeah, 12, 14, 15 years. And we hadn't been back. But we'll continue that here in a minute. Let's go to break. This is Live on the Air with Deborah Lee and Daryl.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee. Today's topic is making the most of your life. Right now we're discussing insights from the cards and things that we've learned while we were off for the last couple of weeks. And the phone number to get call in is 1-800-930-2819.
As you were saying, Daryl, you were giving your an impression of about meeting my family. Folks, you had never actually met, and I was complimenting you on how easily you embrace them.
Yeah. And they're a really awesome group of people. We had a blast while we were there. Froze our butts off, but we had a blast. We had wonderful temperatures of a high of 28 and as low as negative 19, I think, while we were there. Yeah, but it was nice. We had a great time.
And in the process, we were busy working on these lessons that the universe had bestowed upon us, which were, well, let me see. First of all, of course, patience, and that was a big one. You know how Dorothy said in The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home? That shoe fit like crazy, especially when you were sitting in an expensive hotel room and all you can think of is how much you miss being home. So you can get busy with that big agenda you've got and you want to get back on that little wheel
in the merry-go-round.
Yeah, and here we had to face the fact that here we are, we're going to be here, and let's be patient about it.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl and I worked hard to tackle that one. We decided to make the most of the additional time we had to spend in the oh-so-cold, frigid northern Minnesota. And it is a northland, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely frozen tundra.
The other thing was compassion. That and hasn't been able to take a proper bath or shower for an incredibly long time. Now try to imagine that right now. Try to imagine that. It struck us practically in unison, eh, Daryl?
Yeah.
That here we are with the financial means to get these folks a brand new standalone shower, hire a plumber to do the installation, and ta-da! Enough time, thanks to that second week, to be there and witness this family member finally able to take a shower.
Well, wait a minute. We didn't actually witness the shower, but...
You're right. We didn't exactly witness it. Let's just say that we received the full report
right
after he finally was able to take that shower. So then that leads us to a third big lesson we had to learn. Oh my goodness, tolerance. Big time tolerance for the extreme cold of this region. For those of you like us who live in a warmer climate, we don't have the thick blood nor the stamina for those horrendously cold winters in these places. But we worked on it. Every single day of that trip we did, thankful for the sweaters and boots, scarves and gloves we had purchased for the trip. Although every single day, regardless how many times we left that lovely warm hotel smack in the middle of downtown, Daryl had a favorite four-letter word he felt compelled to utter every time. And we're talking about a born and bred Pennsylvanian man here. So believe me, we are talking about really, really cold.
Yep. Weather I haven't endured since, the early to mid-80s when I was in Chicago for 3 years.
You know what, though, Daryl? Here's where it all ties in as far as making the most of your life. And these are personal prophecy insights that I've gained from over 30 years of giving readings to others and also to myself. Please know, these are not coming from some PhD that I've earned or anything I've read in the way of a how-to manual. These actually have come specifically from this particular method. By acknowledging these lessons that we had been handed from the higher power or the universe, as you may wish to refer to source, unable to move forward with our lives as so purposely planned as we all naturally expect to be able to do, we had to embrace the moment. Not next week's moment, not the one coming next month. Think about it. How many of us are living our lives that far in the future from day to day? A week, 2 weeks, a month, a year? I mean, some of us are so far down the road, we don't even know what this moment is.
Right.
So this is why this all came about, to where we wanted to make the most of our lives. And we want to share these insights with you. We may not always like this moment. Sometimes it can be a really crappy moment, a heartbreaking moment, an empty, dark, helpless moment. But here's the thing. This moment, this one right now, is all we really have. Think about it. We don't have yesterday's moment. That one has already turned to dust. We don't have tomorrow's moment. It hasn't even gotten here yet. This moment, it is truly all we've got. And this is when you really start to live according to this amazing card reading method called personal prophecy. This is when you can actually see the lesson that the universe, or again, higher power, has put in front of you. For us, patience, compassion, tolerance. Making the most of this moment will give way to the next moment, and the next, and the next. Amazing how that happens, huh, Daryl?
Yes, it is. It's very amazing how we move from moment to moment.
So for right now, I want to ask everybody, as you're listening and I'm speaking to you, confine yourself to this very moment. This moment we are sharing. Push aside every other thought. Consciously focus on nothing but right now. Doesn't it make our lives suddenly seem so less complicated, so less difficult to manage when moment to moment, that's where we are focused, and that is what? That is why. Because in this very moment, we are alive, really alive. And really, isn't that all that really matters?
Right. Get the gift of Cancer, as I have, and you'll realize just how important this moment really, really is.
And Daryl, you exemplify that every single day. You've walked this walk for, 3 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And I watch you, others watch you. We all cannot believe how you are able to put one foot in front of the other so skillfully, so forcefully, when there are days I know that you are living in a crappy, crappy moment.
Yep.
There are days. Anyway, but he considers it a gift. Those of us who don't have a gift of Cancer, I guess it's something we can't really understand. No. I don't know that we'd want to aspire to it, but maybe to that level of acceptance and find motivation in your walk that you put in front of all of us.
Yep.
So there's other ways, and we're going to get to readings, folks. It's coming up. The other ways to make the most of your life, treat people today as if this were possibly the last day of your life. And this is a big one if you really think about it. What would you do differently? How would you act? Daryl, you've got something to share about the love stuff.
Yeah, this is something we started back when we got together. Every time one of us left the house to go to work, to school, to whatever, we did it with our kids also, because we always said it, the last thing was we walked away was, I love you.
And even when the kids were little, I love you, Mom. Love you, Daryl.
Yep. And they still do it to this day. It may be the last thing you ever hear from them. And that's the greatest thing of all.
Because we walk out into the world and there's so many uncertainties.
Yep.
You know, and I always wanted my children walking out that door to know that they were leaving wrapped in my love. No matter if we'd had a disagreement, there is still that I love you.
Right.
That is like an overcoat.
Right. That's the great thing about it.
So I have another one. This is one I particularly love, and throughout times in my life, I've actually put this into motion for myself. If everything in your life seems to be a jumbled, crazy mess, and boy, doesn't it happen. You know what the secret is? Go back to the beginning. Bring simplicity back into your life. Go back to a job you loved or a neighborhood you once lived in. That's one that was, I loved to move. When I was in my 20s and 30s, boy, did I love to move. And in the moving, I found a great deal of comfort and inspiration. And also that simplicity. You know, take a year, take two. Take however long you need to restore yourself to feel a sense of peace and genuine happiness. You know what will happen if you do this? You'll realize how much you've grown and how far you've come.
Yep.
Take us away, Derek.
All right. Let's take a break here. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. We'll be taking our first caller, Barbara, when we get back from break.
If your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life, Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Francine Vail is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee.
And husband Daryl.
Today's topic is making the most of your life. Right now, we're getting ready to take our first caller, Barbara, from Edmonds, Washington, if I remember right.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara.
Hello there, Barbara.
Hi. I followed you on your trip in the freezing cold on Facebook.
Did you see the icicles hanging off our noses? Well, let's just say we really appreciate the tropical atmosphere of Virginia Beach in comparison.
I've been fortunate that it's just been cold and rainy in Washington. No snow for where I live.
Oh, well, I'll good. Take rain. We'll take rain.
Yeah, Lord knows we had enough of it the last couple of days.
Yes, we have. So how can we help today?
So, and I don't expect you to remember anything from the past, but someone who's been connected to me for the past 2.5 years that has battled cancer and is now kicking it in the butt.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Transitioning from where he lives to where I live. He's bought a condo here, but he's still working, you know, about 2 hours away. So I asked him when he was going to come and see me, and he said he would surprise me and have faith.
Oh.
So I've been waiting so long for this man.
Well, Barbara, I have to say, I do recall, and I can honestly say, these are huge strides on his part. So it sounds like he's really starting to come around and realize the beautiful, wonderful lady that you are.
Thank you. It's, knowing that he's literally moving into a place that's 4 miles. I'd like to be able to run right down there, but at this point, I only know approximately where he is, and I know he's not going to share that yet. But do you see this happening anytime soon, or am I still looking at a few months?
That's an interesting question. And Deb's laying the cards out for you. And
Daryl, perhaps you could repeat the question so we all heard it well.
Yeah, she's wanting to know if she's going to see him shortly or in a few months or what.
Or is this going to happen?
Or if it's going to happen.
And he told her he'll surprise her and she should have faith.
Right.
Now, as a man, as I'm working on these cards, what do you feel about that?
I think you should believe him, Barbara. I mean, he's made the transition from where he was to where you're at. Willing to commute that distance every day.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, in my opinion.
I hope so. He grew up here.
Absolutely, Barbara. I think having faith is going to be monumental to this all transpiring and coming together, especially in the way that he's envisioning. This did take a great deal of commitment, I want to say, from the heart on his part.
Yes.
Daryl, we've been talking a lot on that vacation, you and I, particularly about men, the fickleness of men,
yes.
the cowardliness of men. And the guys out there, oh, present company, absolutely excluded from this. But really, men that don't want to be with you or work on a future, they're not going to move close.
No, they're not.
They're going to go the other direction. What I see here is that he wants very much to be in control of the situation at this point between you, with the whole, I'm going to surprise you, have faith, because by you having faith, it's reconfirming to him that you love him as much as you do. Now, I know you've been through a lot with this man. He should know that. But Daryl, kick in here about the what do you call it, the lack of confidence,
yes,
the insecurities.
There's when you're working on a new relationship, there's the fear of what's ahead for a lot of guys. It gets very intense sometimes.
So if he can be in charge, then he is moving forward with courage rather
right.
than being cowardly.
Right,
or,
that's what I was leading into.
And I agree with you. I think he's really got marriage on the brain here, Barbara. And your job is to simply have faith that he is every beautiful thing that you perceive about him and which I see backed up in the cards about him. You know, I want to say one thing to you. This man seems to have a deeply seated fear that he isn't worthy of love and happiness. I know he may say other things to you, but deep down inside, and Daryl, sometimes you guys can be your own worst enemy, can't you?
Yes,
because
we can.
As quick as you talk yourself into something, you guys will go retreating the other way. Barbara, my perception is that you should let this man lead the way. He needs that. I know it's also going to be a lesson in patience for you.
Yes.
But honey, you got everything this man could ever want and more so. Now, I'm putting all my faith in him, too, that he is going to show himself as a true knight in shining armor coming to come right over the horizon
yes.
toward her.
Yep.
Just don't, please, show yourself as any other kind of a woman from his path. Don't show any of this typicalness. Sorry, ladies. But the sneakiness.
Yep.
Don't try to be a detective and figure out where he is, what's going on. Just let him be the man of your dreams, and he is not going to let you down. So I just want to say, I want you to keep calling us, Barbara. We want to follow this every step of the way.
Okay.
Oh, I guess we have more time. Do you have another question? We're going to save our next caller for after the break.
So
Barbara, what more? How would you like to know that your career is really going to pick up soon?
Oh, absolutely. I want to know that.
Okay. I see a big, what do I want to call this? Project. We'll call it a project coming to you through a businessman. Now remember, everybody, these readings that I'm giving, nothing is ever cast in stone. This is all about potential. When I give the reading, our job, your job, mine, is to believe in that potential. That causes the law of attraction to come into play. That causes us to become a magnet that draws these amazing, beautiful events to us.
Yes.
This man is going to come when you least expect it. I believe you've done some work for either a family member or someone he works with it within his company. Let's just say you have impressed him. He wants to come to you with a beautiful, it's just a magnificent idea. You're going to think, oh my God, is this for real? It is for real. He is for real. And I see a tremendous amount of financial return for you coming through this. Now, I would love to be able to give you more. I'm not hearing more yet. I just want you to know that this door is in front of you, and it's going to open in its own way in time. Now, I feel it has something to do with this woman as a seamstress. She is magical.
Yeah.
If you've seen on our Facebooks,
yes,
for
I
the
have.
Facebook pages, this lady, and I'm not paid to give a commercial here, but Barbara is awesome in terms of her wedding gowns and her evening gowns. And we are coming back into a period where people are not, women especially, are going to take on a more elegant, this is coming to me intuitively, women are going to take on a much more elegant look. They're going to get away from that, what would we call it? I don't want to say streetwalker or, the looks lately have been, let's just say, a little bit on the cheesy, classless side.
There you go.
It's coming back into its own, and Barbara, you're going to ride the wave. This man's going to bankroll the entire operation for you, and he has nothing but full heart and soul to bring to this. This man, we are going to watch in your cards. So that's why I'm saying we got a couple things cooking here. I'd love for you to call again next time on the show, or you can wait a couple weeks. But please do stay in touch. We love when people that are listeners call us again.
I will.
All right. Thank you. And go forward. It's a beautiful future.
Yay.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, and we're going to go to our next caller, Raul, when we get back.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The Ancient Inca Root Vegetable Maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee.
And husband Daryl.
And our topic today is making the most of your life. Let's go to our next caller, Raul.
Hello, Raul.
Hello, Deborah.
Oh, there you are.
How's it going?
Well, it's going much better now that we're away from the frigid northland of Minnesota.
I heard the story. It's pretty compelling. You know, there's no, that's all, the only thing you have to do is just be patient and continue to breathe, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So, darling, how can we help you today?
Well, after the end of the last year and the beginning of this year was really busy, really fun, really, met a lot of people. Now I'm back into the serious search of true love. So I was wondering if you can help me somehow, kind of tell me what I need to work on or what's coming up.
All right, that sounds good. Let's take a look. How's it been going lately? Are you meeting new potentials, or are you in a bit of a dry spell?
No, I was on a dating site for a few months, and it was really fun. I enjoyed myself a lot, and then. But, you know, I started to take myself off. I think I needed to kind of slow down, disconnect, and refocus, regroup, so to speak.
I like how you're saying that, Raul, because most people that have been on dating websites tell us they had to get off because they were exhausted from all the desperados that are out there. Did you find that to be the case?
Well, I think that there's a little bit of the neediness that we and the desperation that we're all part of it, right? We want everything fast, quick. We want perfection and all those good stuff. But it really doesn't happen. But it's a great point of reflection when you see somebody, the people that you keep meeting are great, you know, and they're great at one after another one. They're not the one, or they're not dating like long-term material, but it's a good reflection of where you are.
Oh, I love how you put that. I just love that.
Yeah.
Don't you, Daryl?
Yes, yeah. I do.
And I think from looking at your cards here, Raul, I think that you are actually moving into position where you're going to be able to really call the shots in terms of your love life, in terms of his working life. And as far as the thing is here, I think the best move you made was getting off the dating website. My sense is that you actually tend on these sites like this, or women that you may meet randomly, many of them tend to actually be married or they're involved with somebody, and you're just going to be the backdoor man. Maybe not exactly the best words.
A little sketchy there, dear.
Sorry. But I think you know what I mean. You'd be the one standing at the back door taking her leftovers that she would have to give you. This is a trend in our society right now where it seems that relationships are overlapping like crazy, where people need to actually bring one to a close, take a breather, and start a new one. And I'm really telling you all of this because I want you to just be very discerning, because I'm seeing a flock of women coming your way. And while you will love the attention, and he will, the thing is, many of them are misrepresenting themselves. So let's have you be mindful of what you're really looking for in a woman. Are you looking for the trophy, the arm candy? You know, that's some men, that's everything to them. Are you looking for a woman who has a great personality but maybe isn't going to be the most beautiful looking girl in the world? Do you, what other kinds are there, Daryl? There's the friends with benefits.
Yes, and then there's the clingy.
The clinging vine. Boy, be careful with that one. They can squeeze the life right out of you.
Yeah.
My perception is you are going to meet a woman and not want to speak about this very much because it's going to hold the earmarks of a true love connection for him. He's not going to want to flaunt this. This is going to be the one he keeps to himself. You know, I've heard, Daryl, an old saying from men that guys will talk about, like, all their one-night stands, but they won't talk about the women they're involved with.
Right.
This is one of those women, Raul. You may talk till the cows come home about one-night stands, but this one, she's going to be your goddess, your temple of love. And let me see. Oh, I'm picking up that she... How do you feel about women with red hair, Raul?
I don't discriminate.
Good for you. Well, I see her coming with a beautiful mane of red hair. She has quite a bit of business acumen. This is not some woman looking for a husband. However, I feel you are going to be the one. And here's the thing. You're going to meet her while she's passing through where you live, on vacation or in a work scenario. But this relationship is really going to develop, say, over emails, phone calls, and through that, true lasting love is going to come. Now, we have someone else waiting in the... No. Okay, so we got a little bit more time with you, darling. I want you to really hold tight to the fact that you are looking for not just... Oh, what would you call it? Like a fun connection. He's looking for a real love connection.
Yeah, he is.
And you can't go barking up every tree looking for that. You won't really have to let it come to you. Now, watch and see. I'm getting early March. You are going to cross paths with her. It's a destiny thing. And from there, I feel that they are really going to build a beautiful, the kind of relationship we have in the sense of being friends, but not friends with benefits.
No.
Friends that bring that true soulmate connection.
Mm-hmm.
And Raul, how do you feel about getting married, hon? You gonna like that?
I want the whole thing. I want the whole thing. I feel great. I'm confident. I think I can put my best self out there. And I think I'm actually marriage material. I think I'm very dedicated. I think you'd be awesome
from what I see in your cards. You'd be a fantastic husband. You could keep a woman tantalized and just her eyes full of stars for him.
Yep.
It just takes the right woman, hon. And we're very short on time, and there's something I want to share with everyone before we go. Could you call me again?
Okay.
Want to call me again? Tell me how it's going?
Thank you so much. Yeah,
all right, take care.
Thank you so much, Deborah. Thanks, Daryl.
All right,
we love hearing from you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
We're very short on time, and there's the thing I would like to share with all of you, to go to be in keeping, actually, with our making the most of your life. This is something Daryl wrote as an affirmation. I'm going to read this out to all of you, and I would just like you to let the words fit your life. Here we go. Today is the day of decisions. The decisions I make today will be the ones I live with for the rest of my life, as long or as short as it may be. Life means being happy with my love, whoever that may be.
Right.
Happiness and health, however that may come to me. I love my wife, or you can put in there your partner or the partner yet to come, with every part of me. I am happy with my happiness. My partner completes me. My health is as good as it can get right now, but it needs to be better, and life is as good as it can be right now. Can my life be better? I am not sure, but I'm hoping and working that it will be. How much better it can get is what is my focus. I have the love of my wife, or your, say your partner, or the one yet to be, my friends and family. Does it get better than this? No. It is awesome. I have survived many trials in my life so far and have overcome so much. I will live life to its fullest each day and every day. My life is fantastic. I think that's a fabulous way to go out on this show. And don't, and Daryl, I want to tell you, for you to have written this as a man walking with cancer, and those of you out there, write your own affirmations. He said he wrote this on a particularly bad day. So if he can find the strength and the insight to do this, I think it's something we all should do as homework.
Yeah, we should.
Before we run away from you today, please, if you'd like to, get my app on wherever you get your apps. If you have an iPhone.
The App Store.
Yeah, or an Android. It's called PsychicLoveDoctor.com. Free of charge. It can really be a helpful guide in terms of your life.
And if you want a reading personally from Deb, you got to go to PsychicLoveDoctor.com, and you can get a reading through there.
Take care. We love you all. We look forward to seeing you next week.
All right. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychicloveDoctor.com.